From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Venezuela's opposition has called a day-long general strike for Thursday, hoping to pressure President Nicolas Maduro into calling off plans for a vote on a new constitution. The opposition is launching what it says is a, quote, final offensive on Maduro to call for early presidential elections. In a non-binding national referendum Sunday organized by opposition groups, more than 7 million Venezuelans, nearly a third of the national electorate, called on Maduro to give up the idea of electing a special assembly to put together a new constitution. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the U.S. congratulates the Venezuelan people for the huge voter turnout. He said the results send an unmistakable statement to Maduro and his backers, and he called for free and fair elections. Maduro called the opposition referendum illegal and is continuing to push ahead with plans for a July 30th vote for the special assembly. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. Amnesty International called for their immediate release. This is their Turkey researcher, Andrew Gardner.
This is an unprecedented threat. It's never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in our entire history. It's no exaggeration to say that Amnesty International in Turkey, and in fact the whole of the human rights movement here in Turkey, faces an existential threat.
The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend a state of emergency by 3 months, nearly a year after the state of emergency was implemented in the wake of a failed coup attempt. This is VOA News. 34 soldiers are missing after their ship capsized off Cameroon during a supply mission to the Bakassi Peninsula. Three of the crew of 37 were rescued after the vessel capsized Sunday morning off the coast of Dibuncha. Search and rescue missions were deployed immediately after authorities lost contact with the vessel and the search for survivors was ongoing Monday. A code of conduct drafted by the Italian government setting out new rules for refugee rescue ships operating in the Mediterranean is drawing the anger of charities and rights groups who claim the code will risk thousands of lives. Under the proposal, which the European Union approved Monday, refugee rescue vessels operated by charities are barred from coordinating with people smugglers by phone or using lights to signal their location. They're now restricted to patrolling in international waters, not in Libyan territorial waters, where they can pick up asylum seekers closer to shore. Any vessel discovered to have breached the code risks being banned from docking at Italian ports. Humanitarian ships now pick up more than a third of all migrants attempting the perilous Mediterranean crossing from Libya to Italy, compared to 1% in 2014. Russia demanded Monday that the United States return two compounds that were ordered closed last year after the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Moscow had interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. In Moscow, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, "We consider it absolutely unacceptable to place conditions on the return of diplomatic property. We consider that it must be returned without any conditions." Then U.S. President Barack Obama shut the compounds and expelled 35 Russian diplomats accused of spying last December. Russia's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal of its nationwide ban on the Jehovah's Witness religious denomination. The court on Monday rejected all defense motions, including one to have a religious studies scholar testify on its behalf. Somalia has internet service again after a 23-day outage that cost the country's fledgling economy tens of millions of dollars. Abdi Anshur, the country's minister for posts and telecommunications, told reporters in Mogadishu Monday that the internet link, which went down on June 24th, has been fixed. The connection was cut when a ship severed an undersea fiber optic cable connecting Somalia to global data networks. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.